This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Residents of southern Ukraine expect more flooding as authorities warn a river dam breach will continue to unleash pent-up waters from a giant reservoir upstream. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
Some Kherson residents are evacuated by boats, while others slosh through knee-deep waters in their inundated homes. Mikhaily Smitsky, a volunteer rescue worker, is helping carry people to safety. He says, "I've been coming to Kherson for a whole year. I want to do something useful for my country, for our people. There are exits." Officials in the Kherson region say the intensity of flooding is easing, but the water level is still expected to gradually rise following Tuesday's dramatic rupture of the Kakhovka Dam. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Ukraine Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal called the partial destruction of the dam a crime against humanity, insisting Russia was behind the attack.
Dozens of towns and villages will struggle with the issue of potable water supply, water provision to the irrigation system of southern regions will cease, leading to drought and crop failures.
Speaking remotely via video at a ministerial meeting of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development in Paris on Wednesday, Shmyhal also described the bombing as an ecocide. Federal prosecutors have notified former U.S. President Donald Trump he is the target of an investigation into his handling of classified materials, ABC News reported on Wednesday, adding to his legal troubles as he campaigns to win the White House in 2024. Politico reported separately that prosecutors have sent Trump a letter informing him he is under investigation, but did not make clear the subject of that inquiry. This is VOA News. Hazardous smoke from wildfires continues to hang over millions in the United States and Canada. AP correspondent Mike Hempen explains.
The air quality index exceeded a staggering 400 at times in New York City. Mayor Eric Adams says the quality of the air was getting worse throughout the day Wednesday.
At 5 p.m., the air quality index hit 484, a hazardous condition that we are facing.
A level over 300 is considered hazardous, when even healthy people are advised to curtail outdoor physical activity. In Canada, officials are asking other countries for help, fighting more than 400 blazes across the country that have displaced 20,000 people. Canadian officials say this is shaping up to be the nation's worst wildfire season ever. I'm Mike Hempen.
New Nigerian President Bola Tinubu announced last week he would soon end a decades-old fuel subsidy, saying the country can no longer afford the cost, sparking panic buying. Gibson Emeka has this report from Abuja.
Nigeria's annual inflation rate rose to 22.22% in April, according to the National Bureau of Statistics. Attempting to control the inflation pressure is the main reason the newly inaugurated Nigeria government says it is set to remove fuel subsidy beginning July. Since Tinubu's announcement, fuel pump prices have increased across Nigeria. Experts says this will deepen the hardship that average people face. Gibson Emeka for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
One of the greatest soccer players of all time is coming to the United States. Correspondent Gethin Kuba reports.
Lionel Messi is taking his talents to South Beach. Messi is set to join Inter Miami CF of Major League Soccer in the United States. The club is owned by former English soccer star David Beckham. The 35-year-old Argentinian forward spent the last two seasons with Paris Saint-Germain in France after a storied 17-year career with La Liga side Barcelona. All told, Messi has scored 806 goals across 1,027 career matches, placing him second all-time behind Cristiano Ronaldo. Messi won his first World Cup title with Argentina at last year's event in Qatar. I'm Gethin Kuba.
A former sheriff's deputy went on trial on Wednesday, charged with failing to intervene during the February 2018 shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida. Scott Peterson has pleaded not guilty to charges of felony child neglect, culpable negligence, and one count of perjury. He is believed to be the first police officer facing charges in the U.S. for failing to act during a school shooting. I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.